as I started to feel better last year, I go back into my communities that I'm part of and go, why is no one buying from me? What's happened here? Why does nobody know who I am? Because here's me thinking, boom, straight away, people are going to know who I am. Nobody knew who I was because I was invisible for a couple of years.
Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and today I am genuinely excited because this is our first guest episode in about 6 months. It's all been solo episodes. And today we have got a genuine treat in store for you because we are chatting to Suze Young, founder of her own podcast, Digital Dominators, as well as her own business and genuine tech expert. But I'm not going to risk getting it wrong. Let's hand over to you, Suze. Welcome to the show and please tell us a bit about your background.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me on, Nikki. It is a genuine honour to be here as well and to be your guest in the first 6 months as well.
Yes.
My podcast, as you said, is purely guests. So I've got the opposite where I've never done an episode myself. So that would feel really strange for me to do that. Thank you for inviting me on today. I'm really happy to be here. So a little bit about myself, my company's technology coaching. So we help two streams really of audiences, right? But we help people have what we call a digital mindset. And you go, what the hell does that mean? But basically, in this world of digital, we are struggling to handle what it means to be able to work in this digital space. Because we're being asked to do a lot of digital stuff, which is being online. But a lot of the time, we don't have the skills to be able to do it. And it doesn't come from us not having the ability. It's because you don't have someone telling you where those gaps are. So where are your skills gaps and what's allowing you to be able to do the things to help you work more efficiently and more effectively? So how we work is we work with either big companies that are looking for infrastructure changes in their businesses and need training and requirement for their staff. So we do that through training programs for them. And we work with business owners that are looking to bridge those gaps into where their technology connects together. And we do that with a framework based on 6 technical skills of innovation, web presence, social media marketing, cybersecurity, AI and automation and data.
Oh, you did well to remember all of them in one go.
I know, that's not the first time I've said that. And so they don't work individually. They work all together. And by having a digital mindset is being able to understand when those things are working together and how to use our unique human skills or those essential meta skills of communication, curiosity, collaboration, problem solving, all of those things that make us uniquely human to connect those things together. So an example would be as if you're a business owner, you've got a new idea for a product or a service. You need to represent that online in some sort of way. So having an effective web presence, what does that look like? How does that connect to your social media marketing, to how you get your customers through that journey to be able to work with you or to buy your product or service? How do we make sure that they're safe and secure at all times through protecting them and protecting your business as well as your customers through cybersecurity, using AI and automation to be able to work better, more efficiently, and automate as much of your processes as possible. And then working with the data at all times, at all stages of your business. So that's how these digital mindset framework all works together. And that's what we help individuals and businesses work through those skills gaps that are missing, really.
Brilliant. And that is probably one of the top concerns that I hear from the small business owners that I work with is I do not know how to do the tech. I want to have my online business. I want to work from anywhere. I want to have this flexibility. I want to make sales. I want to bring people into my world. But how do I do it with the tech? And that's what you help with.
Yeah, they always start with this. I am not techie. That's what they say. Everyone says, I am not techie. Now, for those of you who are watching, I'm holding up my phone here and I carry this and I can't live without it. And so does every single other person in the world cannot live without their phone, and they manage their life via their phone. They manage their family. They manage their shopping list. They manage absolutely everything to do with their life on this phone, including their downtime, their off time, their bookings, everything. However, they're not techie and they can't do it for their business. So that isn't because they don't have the skills, it's because their mindset isn't approached to it in that way. And that's where we help, is to connect those dots to go, actually, you do have the skills, you just maybe haven't answered the right questions to make it sure that it's working for you.
Brilliant. And it's funny because people will say to me, oh, you must be really techie or you're really techie. And I will say, I'm not techie. And it's all a gradient, isn't it? It's all a sliding scale. But you did really help me more than once, actually, with tech issues, because compared to you, I am not techie. So I can attest to, like, you just know your way around these systems. That is your mindset as well, is this is not a problem that I can't solve, I would say.
Do you know where it comes from? It comes from being creative. My degree is in music. I studied music at university with a specialization in industry. So we worked with Mac computers. We'd used Macs in schools. This was the Macintosh HD where you had to type MDOS at the start of it. I'm showing my age here a little bit. But then when, remember, it was the iMacs and they had the colored ones. There,
oh, I loved them.
So I loved them
really
too,
wanted one
right?
of them.
That's what we got to use at university. And I focused on things like recording and sound production, music and film, live sound, business, marketing, that industry side of being creative with the tools. So we worked with GarageBand, which was still, it's still existing now. A lot of people run their podcasts through GarageBand. QuickTime, which is just really your media player, which in alternative is Windows Media Player. Being able to use those tools that are built into the device, but using them in a creative way is really what technology is all about. So if we step it away from being, you need to be a computer scientist, you need to have studied physics, maths, engineering at university to be able to understand technology, it's not really the case. It is, how do we look at the tools and put into our discovery mode, right? How do we discover how these tools can help us work more effectively for us? And when it comes to your business, we're all looking for quick fixes and how to make things work for us. We ask the world to give us advice. So we'll put it out on our social platforms. We'll ask within our networking groups. I need a new website. What's the best tool to use? I want to launch a course. What is the best platform to use? And people will give you advice based upon their knowledge. And it's because they've not had any training themselves. They're using what works for them. But when it comes to any sort of tech expert, they'll look holistically at your entire setup, because you want to look at the tools, the people, the team, and it's the technology that sits in the middle of that. And it's that sweet spot, because it's never just about go and set it up on Kajabi or go and have a Wix website, go and use Squarespace. It is what's specifically going to work for you. Do you have the time? Do you have the budget? Do you have the infrastructure already? If something goes wrong, what are you going to do about it at that stage? And it's really breaking it down into what you as a person is going to interact with those tools, and your team is going to interact with those tools to make the decision about what's the right one for you. And a lot of that just comes down to mindset and understanding what you want to do. It's not the IT crowd, right? It's not having the IT tech department. It's not using Windows machines that you might have used in the corporate world where you're frustrated with how they're set up, because they're set up specifically for that business. When it comes to your own business, think about your approach to your own tech and what you want to do, how it works across your phone, because you'll run your business by your phone. That's where I would start with it.
Yeah. So true. I had that thought yesterday. I was at an event yesterday and I was looking around and all the successful business owners were on their phones all day. They were kind of present at certain times, but any moment there was any downtime, there they were on their phone. And what they were doing was trying to be visible. And that's actually what I want to talk to you about today, rather than purely technology. Because I see you working very hard at increasing your visibility. But I want to rewind, because actually, and I haven't told you this before, I knew who you were. I was aware of you many years ago. And I actually really admired you because you were really visible. And I thought, oh, that is somebody who I aspire to be as visible as that person. So I'd love to hear, let's rewind, say, 5 years or more. What were you doing back then to really be visible?
I had a really great experience from moving from the corporate world into starting my own business because I worked at Apple as a trainer for 4 years, and just that name being associated with me gave me instant credibility, which I've got to really thank that is that the fact that I did that role. I then went into legal corporate, and during that time I set up my own business on the side. People call this a side hustle now, but at that time I was learning how to run a business, run an online business, and then while still generating income through my job. And then I set up technology coaching, and I just started being visible on LinkedIn. I just started posting, and this was 2016, 17, when people weren't really on the platform. Nobody really used LinkedIn at that time. And I would just share photos about what I was doing. And that led me to then having Google Digital Garage contact me and say, hey, we'd like you to come and run some workshops through in Edinburgh. And I said, yep, sure, I'll come and do that. That increased the visibility massively from there. So even though I was doing those sessions for free, it was not free because the impact upon the results of what that led to next is important. And this is why I talk about this, because free isn't really free when you're doing things for free. It's about that exchange that you might get in return for that.
This is such an interesting point because I've had so many conversations. So as you know, I run events and I also speak at other people's events. And I've had so many conversations with people, and everybody has a different viewpoint on this, but I think you and I align, which is some people are black affronted if you suggest that they might speak for free, whereas other people are, like you with the Google Digital Garage opportunity, are chomping at the bit to raise their hand and go, yes, pick me, because you can see the value that that brings. And I actually had a conversation with Lucy Hall, who runs Digital Women, who was talking about when you run your own events, that's basically your capital. The speakers coming to speak there, that's you giving them an editorial opportunity. You're giving them a platform. And I think there is a key difference, though, between being invited to speak by a large corporate, which happened to me, two major global banks asked me to speak on International Women's Day a couple of years ago, and there was no fee involved, and I was to pay for my own travel down to London to make the most of that opportunity. That's not what I'm talking about here. What I'm talking about here is the opportunity to get in front of your ideal customers in a focused way where they can experience your expertise and your knowledge. And it's a massive opportunity, isn't it?
It really is. And I still have that mindset because it does lead into other things all the time. So I got the Facebook partnership from doing those sessions at Google Digital Garage, which then we partnered with Facebook to deliver training to 3,000 people across Scotland through 2019 over the space of 6 months. So I hired a team and it was great. And it was a huge project and I'm really proud of that. And then in 2020, January, we were just about to start the next project with Facebook at that time. And then we were starting with NHS Lothian, who we delivered training to as part of that Facebook project. So that led on to the next thing. And then we also were doing things with Transport Scotland, which again was somebody that I'd worked with previously. And so everything leads on to the next thing when you start with that one decision. This is an opportunity to get in front of those right people to make those next things more visible. And it just snowballed from there.
But then over the past year or so, you've actually had to work really hard to build your visibility back up again. So what happened?
So at the start of COVID, we lost all clients bar one. We kept one client. So I had to let go of the staff. We lost all projects. So as I said, we had four big projects running, teams of trainers running about, running, they literally were, about Scotland in the UK, overworked, but doing a great job to deliver the upskilling because digital was so important at that stage, but there was training budgets for it at that time. And so during that time, COVID hit, I focused then on small businesses, how I can support small businesses at that time, helping them to get more digitally visible online at that time, stepping away from that kind of corporate sphere, us the only clients. And then I got really unwell during COVID and I got hit with a bit of a cancer journey. So I got diagnosed with ovarian cancer and I had to literally go offline.
Wow.
I had to shut down my community, which I had held on Kartra at the time because I didn't want to pay the $2,500 that I was paying to keep that open. I needed that money to support myself during that time because obviously business had totally changed during COVID. So I got rid of that community, kept all my followers at that stage. And luckily, I still have that one client that I was working with, but I couldn't really be visible online because I was going in and out of hospital for like 2 years in and out of hospital. So I couldn't show up and then hide and then show up and hide. And it just the energy to do that whilst your main focus should be on your health at that time. And again, this is another story around infrastructure that's set up for business owners, especially female business owners, when it comes to your health and things. It's not there. So you do need to try and do as much as you can, but your health should be your main focus at that stage, which it was. So I had to come offline. And then as I started to feel better last year, I go back into my communities that I'm part of and go, why is no one buying from me? What's happened here? Why does nobody know who I am? Because here's me thinking, boom, straight away, people are going to know who I am. Nobody knew who I was because I was invisible for a couple of years. Not fully invisible, but just not as visible as I had been. And that was a massive slap on the face. It felt like another hit, if that makes sense, because I'm going, wow, that's so important to be visible. It's so important. And I hadn't taken advantage of how much that I'd done before. I hadn't even realised that that's what I was doing before.
But do you think you would have been able to do anything differently anyway, given that you had to focus on your health?
Nah, not at all.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. Yeah.
Not at all. There was no other choice. And for anyone that's going through it, there's no other choice. Focus on your health. It's the most important thing. Your health is your wealth. What you can do is come up with how you can do it again. That's what I would say. What can you do to start again?
And so that's what you're working on. That's what you've been working really hard on for at least the past year or so.
Yeah, since about July last year.
So tell us about that. What have you been doing?
So part of that is having this kind of multi approach to it, being consistent on social media. So choosing your platforms that you're going to post on. And so branding has changed over this time as well. So I had to reframe everything that I was doing and I'm still working on this at the moment and it is going to change again. So I was like, everything was on the technology coaching channels because we are a business. I am not the business. That was what we were taught pre-COVID and even during first part of COVID. And now it is you. You are your brand. And that makes so much more sense. And it's easier to manage now, actually, with it just being about me.
Yeah.
I just have to reframe how that goes across on the channels, which I'm still working on. And that's okay because it's a continual progress. So posting consistently, choosing your platforms of choice, using what the channels want you to use. So if they want you to do reels, do reels. If they want you to do stories, do stories. If they want you to promote what tools that they're using, do that, because that gives you their immediate reach on those platforms. Changing my networks was a massive game changer for me. So changing the networks, going to different groups, joining more online sessions, showing up in person, making it a strategy of how many events can I attend this month? Again, it's hard work, but you've got to do it. How many events can I turn up to? What can I show up? What can I bring to that session? How can I get myself visible in that space? Is it what I'm wearing? Is it that I have a sticker that I give people? Is it that they know that it's me because I say the same thing? But all this allowed me to test things out as well. So I was able to test what people were wanting and what people were needing and how I approach that language to it and who's the right audience to get in front of. Doing a podcast has been a game changer. Hosting events, hosting things like Glasgow Tech Week as well has been a game changer. So
let's dig into the podcast one, because I bet some people are listening and wondering whether they should host a podcast. How have you been strategic about that and made sure that it's been such a success for you?
I started it out as a live podcast last year where I would host them live and people could come on and ask questions live during those sessions. And that worked to a point. And then the platform that I'd chosen and invested in, the guy ran away with the money. So I had to reframe.
Wow.
What I was doing. Yeah. So this is, again, investing in businesses. Not everybody's in it for the right means as well. I had to change that, pivot again, and use Zoom. That didn't work. So I was like, great, let's just get it properly podcast recording. And that was, again, practice. Business is practice. That's all it is. And so January, I was like, let's get recording every week with guests and make sure it's the right guests that sit within what my framework is. And so being really clear on who it is that I want to speak to and having a pool of assets that they can use to promote their episodes on their channels, and then working out what we are promoting as part of those episodes. So it's a huge reach to get in front of as many people as we can across all of these audiences, and building that, oh, I want to speak on that podcast. Suz, can I be on your podcast? Which is what I'm receiving now. So we're 19 episodes. The 19th episode went out today. So that's 19 weeks now it's been running, which is cool to say. But people are now saying, Suz, can I come on your podcast? I'm like, yes, of course you can. And it's people that I want now to come on the podcast.
Amazing.
Last week I was at an event and now I'm able to say to the speakers on stage, I'd love to have you on the podcast. And they're saying yes, and they're booked in. And this is the change that's happened over a couple of months from building this out. It's a lot of work, but everything is a lot of work. And it's setting the goal and the target, because visibility, I know, is huge because of the impact that it's had to me previously. I've seen the impact it's having now from July to where we are, October, and that makes the difference. You've got to make the decision, you've got to do it and work towards that, is really what I'm saying.
And what I really like about your approach is obviously you're really friendly. I'm sure that everybody knows you as I do by your smile. You're very approachable, really, really collaborative. Like, I'm sure one of the first things that you probably said to me was, how can I help you in your business? Because you regularly say that. But you're also very strategic. So you go to events with a goal. You've started your podcast with a goal. Let's say an event that you've been at. How do you quantify whether that's been a success or not?
It's interesting that you say that I'm strategic, because I maybe do that in my mind, but I maybe don't realize that that's what I'm doing. And I think this is what problem solving it really is. It's about going, this is something I want to improve on. And this is maybe what this learner in me is. So this trainer. A trainer is a learner, so you're always learning. So it is going back to, this is what I want to achieve. How do I break that down and into those simple steps? So the strategy for going to events or going to a podcast to quantify it is maybe not to have a specific goal, but to have an outcome as part of it. So if I'm at an event, can I put myself in front of people that would be key to come on the podcast? Because that would lead to something else next, which would be better and beneficial for the business. So an example for me would be going to the TechScaler events in Glasgow to then join one of their programs, to then being asked to come and deliver some training for free for their Accelerate Her program, which has now led to me joining them as a trainer on one of their Women to Women programs and being a Barclays Ego Lab mentor now, which is what has happened from those kind of four steps. So it doesn't come from the first thing that you do to put yourself out there.
Yes.
But it shows that you are collaborative, supportive, and you get people to experience you in your world and what you can do. And they see that and they want it and they only want you. And that's where that return on the investment comes in. So it's never a short goal. It's a long-term goal. And you don't need to go with a specific strategy in mind, but know that you will get something out of it. And where does that lead to next?
And I really appreciate that level of understanding and that approach. As an event host, I can't tell you the number of times that people will ask to speak at an event not having put in the effort to actually come to the event in the first place. And I think that is an epic fail. I would never expect to be asked to speak at something if I hadn't made the effort to go to something. So I really like your approach. It's put yourself in the room, put in the effort, you know, whether that means delivering sessions for free, whether that means traveling for hours and miles to be there in the room. Show that willing before you expect a return. And then even then, don't expect an immediate return because it's that first step probably of a few.
Yeah, it is. I just have that mindset that I know it's a long game for this. If I go with a, oh, I'm going to get this, this is going to be it, it's going to happen. I'm all for manifestation. But at the same time, it's what have I done to be able to start those building blocks around that? Have I done anything? It's the same way people, they've asked to come on the podcast and they go, have you listened to it? And they say no. I'm like, well, I'm sorry, I don't think you can come on to the podcast because if you don't know what we're going to talk about, then why would you want to come onto the podcast? So it's the same way of like, I wouldn't go to an event and go, I need to be on that stage when I know I probably should be. But at the same time, if I've never been there before, how am I supposed to know that that's what it's all about? Or how can I support? How can I contribute? I'm all for giving back. And that's what this reciprocal is really. It is all about that. And how can I help? How can I support? But you need to know your audience. You need to know who you're working with to start off with.
So we've talked about how you have built up your visibility, not once, but twice now. So what are you doing over the coming months and into next year when it comes to building on that? What are you investing your time and energy into?
So we're focusing on our quiz that we're promoting at the moment. And it's, again, multi-channeled in that way. So you start off the quiz telling us where you are in your journey with digital. Are you an employee? Are you a business leader? So we don't like to call an entrepreneur because not everybody sits with that word quite well. So if you're a business leader, and then I'm just starting to think about if you're unemployed as well, because there's a route for that as well. But at the moment it's sitting employee or business leader. And from that quiz, you can work out where you sit within each one of these kind of six skills that I've talked about, where your gaps are and where your strengths are. And from there, it's knowing what can you do next to improve on that. And whether you take a quick training session or whether you're given the tools to explore those in other ways, that's what we're working on at the moment. I have a goal that I don't quite want to share publicly yet, but I'm looking at an AI solution, which we might be putting into practice, but it's in early stages at the moment. But we need the data to work with. So this is where our quiz helps with that. But at the same time, we want to have a digitally literate society. I want people to feel confident and capable online. The technology should never hold them back. The tech is a tool to help them live effectively in the world. And so that's why they are all techie. They just don't always know the effective way to use it. And feeling confident and feeling that they are curious and that they are protected as well in themselves and their family and their friends online as well is super important. Ethically and legally as well is my focus.
Great. So if we were to talk about, I know you've got that goal that you mentioned that you don't want to share publicly. Is there anything in relation to your visibility that you can share? Any one big, huge, scary goal that you might set for 2026? What might that be?
I want to speak on more stages and be on more podcasts next year. So this year I've focused on building my own podcast. I've been on a handful of other podcasts. I put myself in front of awards this year as well, which was absolutely amazing. I decided to apply, and everyone I've applied for, I've been a finalist in one for Digital Women.
That does not surprise me.
And so really excited. I've got those things coming up over the next couple of months, but it's next year. It is still working out what those next big, scary or exciting, those two things can be the same, right? Goals are?
Nerve-sighting, yeah.
Nerve-sighting, I love that. And I'm going to take that, nerve-sighting. But really get myself visible physically in front of people. I am so good in environments where I'm helping people develop and build those engaging spaces for them to do it. So more in front of people on stage would be great whether that's speaking or delivery would be great for me. I'd love to have a big event that we're running doing our digital framework courses. That would be amazing. But again, it's not quite there yet. It will come. I'm working it out what that's going to be.
Yeah. And so we've talked briefly about your quiz. How else can people get involved in what you're doing? They can obviously listen to your podcast. What other ways can they engage with you?
So each one of our courses are CPD accredited. So we're working a lot with businesses that have staff that are looking to upskill in one of these or all of these areas. We're working with charities at the moment to be able to help upskill their team, especially in AI and practical data skills as well. So all I would recommend is that you reach out to us, or if you take the quiz, we can then start that conversation from there and really work out where your gaps are to then help us to be able to fill those gaps and get you feeling really confident using technology. So yeah, our CPD courses and our quiz and the podcast is how you can connect with us just now.
Brilliant. We'll put all of your links in the show notes. You'll find everything there. But what is the URL for the quiz?
Yeah, it's technologycoachingonline.com/quiz.
Perfect. So that's a great first step. And I just want to thank you, Suze, because we have talked a lot about collaboration and you are one of the most collaborative people that I have met in the online space. You genuinely are. So much so that we've actually collaborated on a few different things, but we've also interviewed each other on each other's podcasts this week. So if you're listening to this in the moment, shall we say, then head over to Digital Dominators because my episode with Suze was published just yesterday. So just the day before this one. So you'll hear a lot more of our conversation about what's happening in the online space, how we really feel about things and the combination actually across technology and marketing are, well, we're banging those drums, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, you're really helping people to get efficient. You'd say that you're not techie. You very much are. You just don't feel it. So we need to dial up that confidence for you feeling with your tech.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
And that's just mindset. Yep. It's all mindset. It's just thinking differently, right? I'm all for thinking differently. And that, again, that goes back to Apple days, right? Steve Jobs, think differently. It's the outliers. It's the ones that can make a change in the world. And that's what we're both trying to achieve.
100%. Feels good. Brilliant. Thank you so much, Suze. You know, as well as being such a collaborative, lovely person, Suze really knows what she's talking about. As I mentioned already, I've got personal experience of you helping me out with tech issues, but also go and look at Suze's LinkedIn profile. It's pretty damn impressive. Go and have a look at all these names she's been dropping and all the projects that she's worked on. Like, she really knows. I don't believe. Is there a tech problem you can't solve, Suze?
I'd never think of it that way. I never think there's always a way around it.
Love that.
If you go down, again, it's this fixed or growth mindset. It's all about your mindset. And I think that's what's got me through the challenges of the last 5 years. I really can say, and it's taken me a while to get to this point, that I'm one of the most resilient people that I know.
I think so.
And it's because of the constant talking to yourself that you need to have. Your technology should never be your bane of your existence. The technology is a tool to help you, right? It's not there to hurt you, it's to help you. So change your thought process around it. That's what we like to help people with. Be curious, be discovery, think about it creatively, get back to our creativeness. That's what makes us human in this world of AI.
Brilliant. What a way to end the podcast episode. Thank you so much, Suze. So all of your links will be in the show notes and make sure you check out Suze's profiles and our podcast episode from yesterday.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Nikki.
See you soon.